Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, she's going to be our ears and eyes for practice today, the Buffalo Bills. And also last week in Carolina, I mean, Jenna Cottrell braving the heat that we heard was just insufferable down there in South Carolina. Joining us now, 13 WHAM Sports, Jenna Cottrell. Jenna, how are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Jenna, we want to be encouraged by Josh Allen, but we know it's the preseason. So how do you reconcile with what we've seen so far? Because certainly there are a lot of positive, glowing stories about Josh Allen. So, you know, in your opinion, with it being the preseason, you know, how do we measure Josh at this point?
I mean, I think that's a great point. Obviously, it's the preseason, and you don't want to get too high. But what I've liked from him is the fact that he's been able to complete drives. He's been able to find guys open. He's been able to throw guys open. And you can see him building that chemistry with his receivers, in particular Cole Beasley. And I think it's important to see that. Like, it's obviously the preseason, so these games don't matter. But the fact that he's continuing to grow, I think that's so big for him as well as his Bills team for this season.
What did Josh Allen have to say today, Jenna, about the absence of Mitch Morse, who's still recovering from that concussion?
I mean, Josh is never going to say anything too, you know, sizzly about it, but I think he knows that he obviously wants Mitch to be back out on the field, but I think he's seen a good job of the other offensive linemen, in particular guys like John Feliciano, Ryan Bates, kind of stepping up and playing in that role. Obviously, you want Mitch Morse to be out there. He was the biggest signing this free agency period. You want him there. It's concerning the fact that he hasn't been there and he had this concussion last week of July. But I think Josh knows that it's the preseason still and the fact that there's still time for him to get back out there. And I will say it has been encouraging to see Morse out there in the red jersey, the fact that he was taking some snaps today against no one, but still the fact that he's at least on the field and doing work with the team as opposed to before when he really wasn't even on the sideline.
What's your sense with what's going on with Ty Nsekhe? We learned right before kickoff on Friday was a knee issue, and Nsekhe reportedly, well, you were there, Jenna. What do we know about Ty Nsekhe and his status moving forward?
Brendan Bean, saying on Channel 7, WKBW, that it was a knee tweak. This is a guy that obviously has spent time in the league. I think he knows his body. I also think the Bills want to be careful with him, considering that there have been some intense injuries on the offensive line. So I think they're just playing it safe. I think this is a guy that, you know, does he really need that many preseason reps? It's better to be precautionary, to hold a guy like him out and kind of see how he builds and the rest of the offense builds, offensive line builds. And I think for right now, you know, a knee tweak is something. If it turns out to be worse and he's out for longer, then that's obviously something to worry about. But the Bills haven't given any inclination that that would be the case.
Jenna, you were there last week during the joint practices. You were at the game on Friday night. Friday night, to me, almost felt more about Carolina's just kind of going through the motions more than it did about the Bills excelling at anything. How did Carolina look during those joint practices when they had their full complement of stars wearing pads?
I mean, it was chippy. It was absolutely chippy. I know the Bills, you know, Brandon Bean, as well as Sean McDermott, Ron Rivera, talking about the fact that, you know, there's not going to be any fighting. But it was very, very physical out there. And I think you can say, you know, Josh Allen had some of his best days of practice. Now, Josh and Cam on different fields, so I didn't really get to see Cam that much at work. But just the completions that Josh was making and the defense, and, you know, he's playing in the preseason game, Luke Kuechly not out on the field. That's a guy that can change the game. But in practices where the sample size is a little bit more limited, but the fact that he was still able to make those completions, again, you know, he had a nice ball to Ray McCloud, as well as Cole Beasley, a guy that's really becoming a reliable target for Allen. I think it's just encouraging. And, you know, you stack those days together, and that's where you see progress. And I think as Sean McDermott wants to see, you know, Brian Daboll, these are encouraging signs. Now, again, it's so hard to temper those expectations because they're like, wow, he's really putting everything together. But the sample size is so small, and that's why this week against the Lions, you know, preseason game number 3, he's probably going to get a little bit more time, more starters out of the field. I think this will be a better gauge of how he is progressing, but it seems to be that he's taking steps in those right directions.
You know, Jenna, we just replayed the Brian Daboll press conference, and he kind of ducked that question. He doesn't want to measure this year against last year, and I can understand that because he's, you know, not paying attention to that. But we can ask you, because I think back to last year, oh, gosh, we were still having the three-headed monster at quarterback. AJ McCarron was still here. And that third preseason game against the Bengals, that was it was just a disaster for Josh Allen. So I'd pose you the question. Maybe this year we're not sure, but I could sure as heck tell you, Jenner, it heck of a lot better than it was last year.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Brian Daboll, he is so funny not on camera. And then you turn on the camera, you know, he tightens up a little bit as expected. But I think when you talk to Josh, I mean, it is literally night and day. Going into camp last year, he was taking barely any reps with the first team, mostly working with the threes, to now being the guy. Now, we'll have to wait and see if he is the guy to come. But I think looking at the way he approaches things, he's so close with Brian Daboll. They have the new quarterback coach in Ken Dorsey. You can really tell that he has a command of the room and the fact that of the offense and just the way that guys are drawn to him in the locker room. I really haven't seen that. You know, I've been here when Tyrod Taylor was the quarterback, and Tyrod really kept to himself. And he would joke around with the guys and you would see that. But the way guys are just naturally drawn to Josh, really, I think, shows just how much of a leader he is, but also just the fact that there's so much confidence in this team. They've seen him grow. They've seen him take control of this offense. Now, he still has to put it all together, obviously, during the season, but to have that confidence in the guy is really, I mean, it's great to see that, and I know Bills fans want to see that, and I think it's finally, you know, these are the things that are coming together that are so important, and, you know, he is that guy that brings everyone into the room and works on things and is willing to say, hey, you know, I could have done that better, or, you know, maybe we should work on this, and guys are willing to respect that.
Jenna Cottrell, 13 WHAM Sports, joining us in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Jenna, I want to go back to day one of training camp where I felt like the one word we heard over and over and over again from Sean McDermott, from Brandon Bean, the word was continuity. And I think continuity stopped getting mentioned the moment Mitch Morse put on pads and got concussed the first padded practice of the preseason. Now you have Cody Ford going between right guard and right tackle. Yep. It sure seems like they've done everything but try to establish some sort of continuity on the offensive line. Ultimately, where do you think they put Cody Ford? What do you think his future looks like as the season starts here week one?
I mean, Brian Daboll, even talking today, he really didn't want to stick to a certain spot. He talked about position flex and the ability for those guys to be able to play the entire line. But I think Cody Ford, I would want to see him working more at right guard going forward. He's a guy, you know, he has played tackle, but I think it's so important for him. You know, draft boards, draft grades are talking about the fact that he would be more successful at the guard position. The preseason is coming to a close relatively shortly, so I want to see him get that time there and be able to develop and be able to kind of get his bearings there and develop in that spot. Now, you know, with Ty Nsekhe and with other things going on the line, it has forced things to be a little bit different. But you're right. You know, Sean McDermott did talk about continuity, and then, you know, that kind of flew out the window. Now, the Bills always have to adjust based on injuries, but I think sooner than later, I would really like to see him be able to kind of flourish in that role and stay there, because that's where you really get the opportunity to learn, is if you have the reps there.
Jenna Cottrell, 13 WHAM, our guest here. Jenna, when they rolled out the news of the NFL's International Pathways Program, I will admit, I kind of rolled my eyes thinking this is nothing more than a marketing ploy and it'll be just a happy little story and it'll be gone. We're not seriously considering Christian Wade for the 53. I mean, I still don't think he makes the 53, or Jenna, does he?
No, I mean, I would be shocked. Look, you're right. It hasn't been fun. Absolutely. Is Christian Wade a great guy who's really taken advantage of the opportunity? Yes, he definitely has, but I think it would be more than shocking if the Bills were to put him on a roster spot. I mean, the fact is, he will be added to the practice. I would be shocked if another team picked him up, just based on the fact that he's, yes, is he explosive? Is he quick? Has he been able to elude tacklers? Yes, all of those things. But he's 28 years old, and he's learning at a completely new sport. And it's one thing to be given the ball and say, here, you know, in the preseason when it doesn't matter, go for it. But it's a completely different situation. And, I mean, there's a lot of competition on the Bills roster. I wouldn't see them wanting to have that spot be for Christian Wade. But has it been fun? Absolutely. We were actually talking to Christian today in the locker room, and he said it was funny. He's like, you know, after I scored that touchdown in week one, I was just nervous. Wanted the hype to die down because the expectations have just been so high. But he says he talks about the fact that, like, he never expected this. You know, the support from his teammates and even just Bills Mafia. He said it's been so fun. You know, he's 28. You know, he was successful in rugby, but, I mean, I can't imagine moving to a completely new country, having completely new teammates, and learning a completely new game. But he seems to be doing well with it. But that being said, I would be surprised, really, if the Bills were to – I mean, shocked if the Bills were to keep him on the 53.
And sure, and you could fast forward and look into the crystal ball a year from now where Christian Wade, given the departures that the Bills will have at the running back position, could be competing for that spot, defying the odds. But I love a guy who bets against himself. It's a great story. I want to stay in the running back room, Jenna, because, you know, week one of the preseason saw T.J. Yeldon put the ball on the turf and then head to the sideline and not see a touch the rest of the game. We saw the same thing happen week two with Sonoris Perry. You know, yeah. We know the top three are ingrained. We know DeMarco is going to be on this roster. Where do you fall down on who's going to be that fifth guy, that sixth guy running back, the fifth guy specifically, whether it's Yeldon or Perry, who is making that final 53?
I mean, I've been very impressed with Devin Singletary. Obviously, the Bills drafted him this past year, and I was surprised. I honestly thought the move in itself was a little – I was shocked by it. It was like, you already have Frank Gore. You already have LeSean. And the way that he moves, how quick he is with the ball, just the decision-making that you've been able to see. You know, he got tackled a couple times, but I think you can see that flash of him being gone in a second. And I think it's been great to see that from a guy that, and, you know, he's had great people to learn from. But I think, you know, there's so many, there's just, I was so surprised. You know, T.J. Yeldon, he can't afford to fumble it. Then having Sonoris Perry do the same thing, I'm curious to see how that will affect the playing time they get on Friday, because I really think it is between the two of them. Obviously, Perry has more of the special teams option, which I know, you know, Sean McDermott loves his flexibility and the ability for people to play teams. But I do think, you know, Marcus Murphy, really, he has not flashed at all, in my opinion, during this preseason. And I just don't really see it being between anyone else but those two.
Jenna Cottrell, 13 Wham, the Bills in Detroit Friday night for preseason game number 3 and then preseason game number 4, kind of a throwaway. So it's really preseason, in my opinion, is probably much the last opportunity, Jenna, before the coaches kind of have in their mind. What's the toughest decision when you're looking at all the groups, whether it's the defensive backfield, maybe the fourth defensive end, maybe it's the running back wide receiver? What is the toughest position when you're trying to do the countdown cutdown exercise? Where are the toughest cuts going to come from on this Bills team?
I just think it's been hard, in my opinion, wide receiver, just because, you know, a lot of those guys on the bottom of the depth chart have been playing with Tyree Jackson, and he has very much struggled. So I think it's been hard for the Bills to be able to evaluate the talent they do have at receiver just because of, you know, the inability to make connections with the guys. I think, you know, Duke Williams did a great job for himself having that touchdown in Carolina. But there's a guy, you know, David Sills was, I don't know if you watched the Bills embedded, but it was someone who the Bills, you know, targeted, went after. And a guy like that, I haven't really seen any flashes from. But there's guys on this roster that you think, okay, they're trying to pull it all together. Ray McLeod, Isaiah McKenzie, you know, guys like that. The Bills will have hard decisions to make because they know the talent that these guys have and what direction do the Bills want to go to. I think it's, you know, there's a lot of competition there, and I think the Bills, I think Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean will have tough decisions ahead.
Jenna Cottrell, 13 Wham Sports, good with her time, joining us in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. Jenna, I wanted to make sure you have plenty of time to let our audience know, our listeners know, what you guys are working at this week at 13 Wham.
Yeah, actually, we have an exciting endeavor. We just launched BuffaloPlus.com. It's basically a whole new website that has everything built, like literally everything built. We do photo galleries. We have our team takes, Mike Catalana, Dan Tate, and myself, as well as we have the news of the day. We have press conferences as well. It's kind of your one-stop shopping, as well as you, to have kind of your Bills news of what's going on. So today we're doing a story on the tight ends and what that room looks like, especially considering Dawson Knox closed, Jason Kroon back today. Tyler Croft looks like he's trending in the right direction as well. So we have all that going on. You can check it out on BuffaloPlus.com.
Even with those guys back, Sweeney still makes the team, does he not, Jenna?
I think so. Now, I think a lot of people are curious to see how that does pan out, but he has done, I mean, even Josh Allen today, I asked him, you know, what have you seen from Sweeney? He said he's a special talent. I mean, this is a guy that was drafted. He was a low pick. I don't think the expectations were there, but the opportunity that he's had with both Knox and Crew being out and Cross, I think he has used it to the every degree. I mean, those two catches that he had in Carolina were huge. They were impressive, and I think he's done a good job. I think he is safe, but again, it depends on how everything shakes out, but I think he's put a lot of great stuff on tape, and I think if the Bills do not claim him, then another team absolutely will.
Jenna, appreciate the time. Thanks for being our ears and eyes there in Carolina and this morning at the Ab Pro. Great talking to you as always.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You got it. Jenna Cottrell, 13 Wham Sports, joining us in the sports bar with Danger and Pataglia.
Yeah, Tommy Sweeney, I think, did himself a big favor Friday night. I mean, that one pass, by the way, what a throw from Allen on that, too. And yes, in Carolina, what did they run defensively? Nothing exotic, certainly.
Is nothing exotic a synonym for vanilla?
No, exotic is not.
Because I heard vanilla. I heard Rivera say vanilla is what they threw at the Bills.
He doesn't have a hold on the English language.
Whoa.
He means nothing basic would be a better word.
Okay.
Nothing plain, that would be another word.
Vanilla is terrible.
You just like poking the bear.
Tasteless.
That's all, yeah. I give a Yankee take it, you're like, you know, methane, what do you know about the Yankees?
Oh, yeah. Glass houses over here. Talking about how the Yankees need to act. They're, you know, first place team. I don't really care. They can act however they want as long as they're winning games. It's fine.
Take that bad beat, whatever you want. Yeah.
Well, no kids, no women. But, you know, if you want to act up, you're in first place. We're not going to rattle the cage too much. Let's get to NFL appetizers because, oh boy, there's a lot of stories from over the weekend. We haven't even talked about the Bills moving on from EJ Gaines yet today, Gino.
No, he could be. Can I make a prediction where he'll end up?
Oh.
Who did he play for? Who did he like as a defensive coordinator who is in dire need of a defensive back?
Wade?
No.
Greg.
Can you imagine if Gaines ends up with the Jets? But I don't know if he's healthy or not. But
well, man, by midseason, you could see him, when he does get healthy, end up on another roster. That's a good point, Gene. NFL appetizers on the way. We go around the NFL, serve up the day's top stories in bite-sized form. It's brought to you by Alex's Place, making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years. Online at alexsribs.com.
Yeah, that story, the latest in the will-he-won't-he nature of Antonio Brown's dispute with the Oakland Raiders will tell you if Brown showed up today or not, what's being said. The latest on Josh Gordon. Philadelphia has a backup. He's a familiar name at the quarterback position. We knew they had to bring somebody in. Also news from the Bears, the Seahawks, and more. A loaded edition of NFL apps coming up.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.